WildTalkRadio.com.
If I can find out how to record shit on my phone while I'm in the middle of power, I'll just say, yay, listen to CB Radio.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I challenge the people who are listening, because we are trying to be the number one Wild Talk radio show on the air. You have to get your grandmother, great aunt, your second cousin, your cousin who thinks that he's your second aunt, to listen to the show. And you need to get him on the air and disfigure him from the world or something, but you need to get him on the show and listen, because goddammit, I'll eat your babies.
For the show where everything is fair game,
babaloos, baby pillows, balloons, bangers, bangles, bazoons, baubles, bazongas, bazooms, biggins, bikini stuffers, billabongs, blinkers, bottles, bodacious tatas, boulders, bouncers, Bronskis, bullets, bumpers, butterbag, butterballs, cannonballs, Waldos, warheads, watermelons, whoppers, wobblers, wongas, yabos, yams, and zeppelins.
Then put the children to bed.
Yeah, I can keep playing with myself.
And pour yourself a cold one, as it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
Ooh, I vibrated.
CB Radio.
In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird.
Oh, it's that time of year. It is the holidays. It is, I guess, I don't know, 24 hours away from, a little over 24 hours on the East Coast away from Christmas Day, and almost, it's almost Christmas Eve. It is CB Radio, the holiday show, the Festivus for the rest of us. Jobber will air some grievances because it's Festivus and he has to celebrate a holiday. We'll figure that out. Anyway, I'm the producer, Sir Rockin'. Joined as always by the intern, Kane Kittens.
Happy holidays, y'all.
And he's setting up his metal pole now, somewhere at work. It is the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber.
How's everybody tonight?
Doing alright.
Okay.
It's a quiet night. It's the day before, like, the holidays really kick in for people. Jobber's probably busy making food.
I mean, it's
food.
Not a silent night.
Rock, we've legitimately had, like, 5 or 6 orders all night, so... Yeah, okay. Super busy.
I've been
set my other guy home already.
Preparing for tomorrow, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm off for the next 3 days, so.
Oh, well, then never mind. Like, who cares? never mind on all of that. Tonight we'll have an intern's corner, because we didn't get to it last week. He has an interesting topic we're going to discuss on in the intern's corner. And we have a very special Greater Than Great debate tonight. Christmas songs, classic versus remake. So that should be a fun time had by all. You would think other hosts would be on the show, but they're not here.
They started the holiday early.
Yeah, probably. Or one's coming home from work, and then their sub who will eventually pop in 10 minutes.
We would hope
because you would think he would want to hear one of the topics in the corner.
Oh yeah, that's right up his alley.
It is up his alley. I don't know if he would... Well, no, there's three of us. Jobber's here as well. There's three of us. Say hi, Jobber.
Hello, Jobber.
There you go. Speaking of Jobber, as I'm multitasking, if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/WGLive, by the way, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle below the screen. There was a thing that Jobber did a couple years ago. He goes, Rock's going to use this for something.
Oh, no. I don't know what this is.
In the bottom left corner of your screen, it is a dancing Lone Jobber as Jobber Claus.
Oh, Wait, are you? Is this when I had my bad fever and I was outside?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh God, that was fun. Actually, that was good times. I was really sick.
You were really sick. Yes.
But I couldn't pass up the opportunity of it being snowy. It doesn't snow in my area much.
Right. So on your screen all night long will be Jabber Claws doing a little dance, and in a loop, over and over again. Because why not?
Let the good times roll.
That's funny.
Kane Kittens just subscribed for 11 months.
I approve.
Hey, Brent, thanks for 11 months.
You're welcome.
You subscribed just to see Jabber Claws, did you?
You know it.
So he'll be on the screen all night long, keeping you all entertained, because why not? It's the holidays. But yes, there was a video he did. I don't know, it was like a live stream or something, probably.
It was a live stream, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, Rock's going to use this for something, and that's exactly what the audio says, too.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was a fun time at all. See, he used to do holidays, see? That was a thing. And now he's back doing them once again.
Wow.
Well, you're back doing them. You slacked for a little bit, but now
Okay.
All it took was us bringing charges against him, and it, you know, actually lit a fire under his ass.
Hey, sometimes you have to do that to people.
Unfortunately, there is something, apparently, that I've done it 2 years in a row now, on the winter solstice. It's not something I could have live-streamed or taped or anything, so, I joined a group who hikes the tallest stupid thing in my area for the sunrise.
Mm.
Yeah, it was cool, because this year it was completely foggy, so we got to see absolutely nothing. Awesome.
I mean, it made me
feel broken for the next day.
But here
happy
you are.
Solstice?
Huh?
Happy solstice.
Happy solstice?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because I celebrate all sorts of holidays with all sorts of people.
Mm-hmm. You're the man of the people.
Absolutely. That's why they love me, Rock. Well, they love me.
Overwhelmingly, apparently. People like the Lone Jobber.
75% or something like that.
Something along those lines, yeah. Something along those lines. So without all that said, we're going to get into the intern's corner. Apparently, you're on a streak, Brent.
Apparently.
There's a thing on Twitch now. I don't know if everyone gets it. I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, if you have a streak, it'll pop up, but I think it's only at set time, so like a three
and seven.
I know there's like a 20, I think, too.
Wow. I know, but I don't think it's active on all channels is what I meant.
Oh, okay. You might have to opt into it or something. I don't know.
I don't know. It's Twitch things. Anywho, yep. we're dive into the intern's corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, Brent, what do you got for us in the Intern's Corner tonight?
All right, so we're going to do the regular Intern's Corner, and then I have a little bit of, like, extra credit that I'm going to touch on.
Yeah, we'll call it extra credit. That's a good way to put it.
So, first up, we're going to cover this week in wrestling history. I have three items, because this is traditionally the time of year where things get a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
So, first up, December 17th, 2006, what I will call the Joey Mercury incident happened.
Oh, God.
In a four-way ladder match featuring the Hardys, William Regal and Dave Taylor, and then London and Kendrick, Joey Mercury took a ladder to the face, and his face literally exploded.
It did.
It is one of the most gruesome things that you will see.
Yeah. Wrestling's fake, yo.
Wrestling is totally fake.
Well, I mean, you've seen, like, the kind of seesaw thing happen before, and it's just, this one just caught him, and you see him roll to the outside, and then the camera just goes to him, and holy God, it is awful.
Yeah, very awful. It is terrible, yeah. But he survived.
Yeah, he survived. He's now, of course, a backstage agent, so good on him.
Yeah.
Let me see. December 18th, 1995. Days after being let go from the WWF, Medusa, a.k.a. Alundra Blaze, showed up on Monday Nitro and promptly dropped the WWF Women's Championship into the trash on national television.
Like you do.
Yeah, like you do. Eventually, she reconciled with the company and became a Hall of Famer for them. And then December 19th, 1999, in a sad bit of news, especially for this network, Bret Hart wrestled his what would be ultimately his last quote-unquote active match of his career when he took on the Hebrew Hammer himself, Bill Goldberg. He kind of caught a kick in the face.
He did.
I mean, you know,
a little stiff.
I figure Bret's used to guys doing super kicks, so I figured he would have been able to take it, but I guess not.
But no, apparently not.
And that's why Bret Hart is not the greatest wrestler of all time. He's pretty amateur, really. He couldn't even think of a super kick.
My favorite thing is, of all the people you think that would mess him up with a kick, you thought it might have been Shawn who kind of would stiff him? Nah, it was Bill.
Exactly.
Bret Hart wouldn't be able to hang with the super kick parties of 2023.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. He couldn't take over.
Thigh slap. All right. So for celebrity birthdays, first up, December 18th is the birthday of this famous actor. He's been in the Ocean series. He got his start with Thelma and Louise. He was in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. He had a cameo in Deadpool 2. It is one, Bradley Pitt.
Oh, Brad Pitt, he's 62?
That's higher than that. So I was going to be like 57. I didn't think he was that high.
What are we at? Right.
He is 60 years old.
Oh, wow, it's older than I thought.
Next up, we have a producer, executive producer, director. He's done movies like Jurassic Park, E.T. It's Steven Spielberg.
Oh, Steven Spielberg. 79?
84.
77. All right, next up, this person got a start on the Mickey Mouse Club. She then branched out as a solo artist. She's been on The Voice. She's been in the movie Burlesque. It is Christina Aguilera.
Ooh, I was going to age people, I think.
I'm going to feel old after this one.
Christina Aguilera is... God, it's just making me old thinking about it.
I'm going 45.
You're going 45?
I'm going 45.
42.
43.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I thought.
She was part of that whole Mickey Mouse Club gang with Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and Ryan Gosling. You know, that whole group.
Yeah.
All right, next up. This one will also age some people. Getting their start on Who's the Boss, and then also in things such
as... Who is Tony Danza?
No. Charmed, it is Alyssa Milano.
45.
You say 45?
Yeah, I said 45 again.
50.
51. Close.
Jesus.
All right, three more. Next up, he's been in the movie Jarhead. He was in Donnie Darko. He has a famous sister, Jake Gyllenhaal. He was also in the second Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland.
Who?
Marvel shit.
44?
45, Bob.
He is 43 as well. Same as Christina Aguilera.
Mm.
One day different.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
He's actually one day younger. Next up, he was in the 21 Jump Street remakes. He was in Moneyball. He's in Superbad. The Wolf of Wall Street. He's also lost a bit of weight recently. It is one, Jonah Hill.
Ooh, 39.
42.
40 on the dot.
Wow, okay.
And finally, this man has been in almost everything, it seems like. He was in Die Hard with a Vengeance. He's been Nick Fury in the Marvel movies. He was in Deep Blue Sea. He has bit parts in a ton of stuff. He's been in Django Unchained, Pulp Fiction. The list can go on and on. It is Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh,
I don't want to know.
75. All right.
And finally, our movie of the week. We would have done this last week, but we kind of delayed the intern's corner because show and stuff.
We got talky.
But it is The Santa Claus from 1994.
Okay.
So first up, this is Tim Allen's first lead role in a movie. For 1 week in November of 1994, Tim Allen had the number one movie at the box office, the number one television show, Home Improvement, and was the number one New York Times bestseller for his Don't Stand Too Close to a Naked Man. Tim Allen has a criminal record, and Disney has a strict no-hiring policy of ex-cons. An exception was made in this case. Next up, filming took place in Toronto during the summer, even though the film is supposed to take place in Chicago during the winter. Movie magic.
The magic of movies.
Yep. One of the children in Charlie's class during the Parents' Day scene is an elf with pointed ears, which can clearly be seen when Charlie pulls the snow globe out of his backpack. When Charlie tells the class that his dad is Santa Claus, the elf boy is the only one who doesn't laugh.
Interesting.
The dance, speaking of dances with, you know, what's going on our screen right now, the dance that Tim Allen does during the montage before his second Christmas Eve was improvised and done in one take. The director decided to keep it because it was just so good. There are several portraits of presumably past Santas on the wall in Santa's bedroom. This shows that this is not the first time that the reins, no pun intended, have changed hands, confirming that the film's movie plot, the film's major plot point. The role of Scott Calvin was originally written for Bill Murray in mind. After reading the script and being offered the lead role, Murray declined the part, saying that he didn't think it suited his humor.
No, I don't think it does. Continue.
Chevy Chase was also considered for the role, though scheduling conflicts with another film forced Chevy Chase to turn the role down.
I don't think he would have worked either.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
All right, and finally, this one's interesting. With older releases of the film, Tim Allen makes a sarcastic remark in the movie, which includes the line, 1-800-SPANK-ME.
Ayo?
During the film's release, a woman from near Cleveland, Ohio, called the supposed fictional number for her curious grandchild. It turns out to be a phone sex line. However, it wasn't until 1997, so 3 years after the film's release, when Disney received complaints from parents whose children called the number and racked up huge phone bills, that the studio took action and cut the line from future releases. Disney also said that they would purchase the phone number to disconnect the service. This part of the film is also cut in the DVD release and on Disney Plus. In television broadcast, the number has been changed to 1-800-POUND.
Is that any better?
It at least doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything, but is that really even better?
Probably not.
I just wanted to point that out. It's probably not any better. All right, what's next?
So we've got some extra credits tonight.
Yes, for those students arriving late into the intern's corner, we have extra credit tonight.
Yep. So thanks to this is all courtesy of Deserto on Twitch. So it's the end of the year, so a lot of places do their, quote, year-end reviews.
Yes.
And Pornhub is no exception.
Hells yeah.
This is the 10th anniversary of Pornhub's year-end review insights. And, Rock, there's actually an entire website about this, so there's some other things we can cover.
Let's go.
All right, so first and foremost, we're going to go with what prompted this initial search, which is they released what their most searched video game search terms were for the website. Does anyone want to take a guess what number one is?
Well, I know, so it's up to them.
You know number one.
Searched game porn?
Yeah, well,
so
yeah.
The term that's used in search is most related to video games.
How's that?
It's probably a lot easier, and I'm just missing it.
Pick a game that's searched the most. Pick a game that's searched the most is what he's saying. Nothing. Cool. All right. Brent, tell him what the most searched game is on Pornhub.
Call of Duty.
There we go.
The most searched...
Yeah,
yeah,
we can.
Now we can. Now we can. It was staticky.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's going to be shitty.
Right, so we got DOA in chat?
DOA is not on the list at all. So the number one most searched video game term is Fortnite, which is also the number one term from last year. Number two is Overwatch. Again, it was number two.
That makes sense.
number three is Minecraft.
That's weird.
Minecraft. Huh.
Hey,
what the
Jobber,
fuck are these people watching?
Hey, Jobber, guess what number four is?
I don't know.
You would think it would be something like a Genshin Impact, you know, with waifus. You would guess it's like Resident Evil. No, it's Pokemon.
Well, you know, Misty got it going on.
Misty is also underage.
Still.
If you said like Nurse Joy, I could try to give you that one.
Apparently not. But so yeah, Fortnite, Overwatch.
I'll search it.
Minecraft and Pokemon are your top
four.
Yep,
and then Atomic Heart and Genshin Impact is number six.
I don't know what Atomic Heart is.
It's a game where... It's a game where it's like, what happened if Russia had advanced in the Cold War, or like in the World War and Cold War? The one thing I could see if it was porn related is one of the vending machines in the game is very suggestive and has like a very kind of like breathy female voice. So maybe that. Okay. All right. So there's also the most searched video game characters. These I'm not surprised of until we get to about number 7. And then I have questions. Yes. Mm-hmm. So number 1, they also got the game wrong, but I mean technically she's in it.
I mean, I think that's what people are looking at right now with her.
I guess, but I mean, I don't know. But number 1 for the most female game character is Chun-Li.
Sure, makes sense.
You know, that cake, those legs, all that fun stuff.
Makes sense.
Number two, Tifa from the Final Fantasy series.
Okay.
I can understand outfit, all of that. D.Va as number 3. Totally can understand that one.
Not familiar.
Number 4, D.Va is Overwatch.
Oh, okay.
She's the girl with the full blue bodysuit that has the giant robot she controls, like the video game.
I didn't really get into Overwatch all that much, but I think I remember which one you're talking about.
You've probably seen her. She has like a little bit of pink face paint. She's a brunette. Number 4, Lara Croft.
Okay, classic.
Number 5, Lady Dimitrio from Resident Evil.
Where?
Okay. Otherwise known
as... Oh, that's the big lady, right?
Yeah, giant vampire mommy.
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
Now, this is where things get a little weird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, God, the furries.
Number 7 is Ada Wong from Resident Evil. I've seen her. I understand. Number 8 is Mario.
Just Mario?
Just Mario. Not Princess Peach. Mario.
It's my weenie. It's my weenie.
I mean, I guess they're trying for the Ron Jeremy look, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe. There are many Overwatch people on this list.
There's also Widowmaker, Mercy from Overwatch. Jinx from League of Legends, understand that. Ashley and Jill Valentine from Resident Evil. Then I mention one character, and Lindsay had questions of her own. So in Genshin Impact, there are things known as slimes. They are these big amorphous blobs that are just elemental in nature. Yeah, people basically are searching porn on these elemental blobs.
Makes sense.
Does it?
Porn. Never heard of tentacle porn?
Okay. Well, Sub decided to go there, so we're going to go.
I mean...
So they also have the most searched terms in 2023, based on country.
Based on country.
Yep. So we're, of course, going to search the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So first up, for the U.S., what is the number one search term?
Oh, God.
It's going to be really typical for the most searched.
Probably has to do, I don't know, I'm trying to think. Probably something swingers or bondage, something along those lines. We're talking currently about the most searched term for porn.
In the U.S.
In the U.S.
Lady Casey, boys.
We will get to Canada next.
Lady boys.
No.
No.
Cousin Lovin. That's Cousin right. Lovin as a guess.
No.
What is it, Brent?
The number one search term in the United States is lesbian.
That makes sense.
I mean, yeah, that actually.
Number
does
two
make sense.
Is MILF.
Makes sense.
Again, makes sense.
Number three, Sub brought it up, hentai.
Alrighty then.
Now, the interesting thing to note, last year hentai was number one. It fell 2 spots this year. Also, the next 3 terms are, in order, Latina, Ebony, Asian. Who says that people don't care about diversity?
No comment. That worked.
All right, so that is the U.S. For Canada, number one search term.
Moose.
Nope.
You say moose.
It is the number one term 2 years running.
2 years running. What are Canadians... He goes flannel.
Nope, not flannel.
Well, are Canadians, what are you watching in Canada?
Oh, those Canadians, they're watching them MILFs, eh? Apparently, Canada searches for hentai more than the U.S. because it is their number 2 term, which is up 1 spot from last year.
He goes wrestling.
And lesbians are... No, that's only in certain parts. And lesbian is number 3, which is down 1 spot.
Mm.
Rounding out the top 5 is Asians and threesome.
Interesting.
The one thing I will note is apparently all around the world, someone named Abella Danger is like the most popular porn person across countries. Now, one interesting note is they also tracked traffic changes based on regional holidays. So what is the percentage drop in traffic compared to an average day in terms of a holiday? Can anyone guess the country and holiday for number one?
Thanksgiving?
Correct. There is a 33.2% drop in porn watching in the United States on Thanksgiving Day. It is the top rated drop.
Interesting.
There is a second U.S. holiday on the list. This is the only time the U.S. is mentioned twice on here. So they're number one, because of course, U.S. number one. What is the other holiday the U.S. is mentioned for in terms of drop in traffic on Pornhub? Casey says 4th of July. That is incorrect.
Easter.
Team Chat says Christmas. That is incorrect. Rock says Easter. That is incorrect.
Mother's Day.
That is incorrect.
I figured it would be.
Arbor Day.
No, that's a Ryzen MILF. That's a Ryzen MILF searching.
Arbor Day?
What, not Arbor Day. Memorial Day.
Interesting.
And just to let you know, Casey, Canada is on here twice. Once for Thanksgiving with a 15.5% drop. And then number two with a 9.8% drop is Canada for Canada Day. So there are those. Let me see if there was one other interesting thing. So in terms of traffic by game console, the number one console for searching Pornhub is the PlayStation 4 at 41.6%. Number two is the PlayStation 5. At 40.1%. Number three is the Xbox at 16.7%. We will find out if that is true. And then coming in next at 1.6% is the PlayStation Vita, or I didn't know you could search the Pornhub on the Game Boy 3DS. Not surprisingly, Chrome is the number one web browser for searching porn at 52.6%. Safari, so all of you Apple fans, comes in second at 23.1. And then, dear God, Microsoft Edge actually has some instances here in terms of 11.4%.
I want to make an edgy joke, but I just can't think of it right now.
You'll come in, just wait.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was just on the desktop. On the cell phone, Chrome is still number one at 52.1%, and Safari had a jump in searches at 40.6%.
So... I found the one where they do it by state.
Oh, like the number one search term?
Yeah, we'll do that one next week.
For the start of the new year. Or no, I'm sorry, we'll wrap out the year.
We'll wrap up the year next week with what are you searching in your state? Because I've seen some states on here and you... You're searching for things. I'm just going
to... Okay, hey Rock, here's a very interesting thing. What day and time do you think is the most... popular time to watch porn?
What, 2 a.m.?
Close. It is Monday night at 11 p.m.
Well, you got your fill of Monday Night Raw, and then...
We're going out tonight!
Just gonna... Yeah, so next week we'll...
Okay, yeah, here's the whole listing of all the states. I just saw it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What the hell are some of these?
I know people in some states, and I'm now questioning what they do.
Oh, no.
Some of y'all need Jesus.
Just gonna...
And Jesus may be on the list. We'll find out.
And I'm just gonna say it. Where Jobber's at is probably the most tame on the list.
Let me see Jobber. Yeah, that's actually pretty boring.
Yeah, very, very boring.
My state has stepped it up a little.
Yeah, it has.
A little adventurous. One state out in the middle of nowhere is kind of boring.
Yeah, but then there's certain states that I know people in, and I go, I wonder if that's what they're searching. We'll figure that part out. But we'll dive into that one next week on the show.
It's a thing.
It's a top. Anywho, we're now going to dive into this week's Greater Than Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
So for this week's Greater Than Great Debate, it's Christmas songs, the classic versus the remake. So when Brent lists off the names, you can't just say, well, in the first round at least, when he says, if he says Jingle Bells, you can't say just Jingle Bells. You have to pick the classic or the remake, because they're all going up against each other in the first round.
Yeah, if you just say the song title for the first round, you get Cole for Christmas, I'm just saying. Or whatever holiday you celebrate.
Whatever holiday that you celebrate.
I did this to my brother once. It was funny.
I will jam a piece of coal up your ass.
And clip. Anywho, let's get...
All right. So we had to make a little bit of adjustment to this list. Yeah. So first up, we have, in the Battle of Jingle Bells, we have Frank Sinatra taking on Michael Bublé.
Sinatra.
Frankie.
Blue Eyes.
Frank. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yep.
Frank Sinatra will move on in that one. Next.
All right. In the Battle of I'll Be Home for Christmas, we have Bing Crosby taking on Kelly Clarkson.
Bing.
Bing.
Not the problem. No, you got to vote. If you're going to participate, you can vote. I mean, you're going Kelly Clarkson, Brent?
Yeah, I'm going, oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Bing will move on. But you can like both of them. That's fine. But you still have to choose between one sometimes.
That's the reason this is a debate. You have to choose.
Kind of make a decision. Stand and take a stand and make a decision about something.
Next. All right. Next up, we have Wonderful Christmas Time, the Beatles taking on Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
The Beatles.
Ross.
The Beatles. This song sucks. I mean, not every Christmas song. Not every song's a banger. I'm just
after banger. After banger.
After banger. Some of them are just okay. Do this. Diana Ross. We'll move on next.
That feels like a little bit of an upset.
Well, it was 4-3, so. You know, I don't know why it says 4-4.
All right. 4-3. Next up, Oh Holy Night, Perry Como, or Carrie Underwood?
Let's go Carrie Underwood. Why not?
You know, I've been waiting all day for Sunday Night. Rock knows that reference.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Jiver gets it.
Yeah, I do.
Sub?
The original.
The original. We go Coin, and the remake moves on next.
All right. Next up, we have Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee, or Pentatonix?
The Pentatonix one is good, but we'll go with the original. Well, what you pick, Sub? Okay. I can't hear him. If you guys could hear him.
I couldn't.
Okay. Where are you going, Brent? Which one did you pick, Sub? I think he said original.
Okay. I'll go the original. I like Pentatonix, but I got to go original here.
Jobs?
Which one was played in Home Alone? I
thought
that one.
Brenda Lee.
The original. And that moves on. Next.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Bing Crosby or Michael Bublé?
Bing.
Bing.
Yeah, Bing. Sorry, Michael.
Clean sweep on that one. Next.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. John Frederick Coots and Haven Gillespie or Bruce Springsteen?
15 a.m. To hear your notifications, follow the notification on your phone to turn on notification access.
Okay.
Operator, check messages.
Bruce Springsteen.
Go ahead. Not Springsteen.
All right. Which one are you going with, Brent?
I'll go with original.
Sub, can you hear us? I don't think we have contact with him, so he's still figuring out operator, I think. So original, we'll move on. Next.
Carol of the Bells. Miklota Leontovich or Lindsey Stirling?
Original.
Lindsey Stirling.
I was going to give that one for Brent Sterling. Lindsey Stirling moves on next.
My girl moves on. Jingle Bells, Frank Sinatra, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Jingle Bells.
You can count on me.
I'll Be Home for the Christmas.
Jingle Bells moves on next.
Wonderful Christmas Time, Diana Ross. Oh Holy Night, Carrie Underwood.
Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night.
Part of me wants, we should have put the Oh Holy Night by Cartman on here, but nah.
I mean, you had the opportunity to.
I did, but also that would be absolutely meme-y, and I just didn't want to.
Oh Holy Night moves on next.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Bing and Crosby.
Two good ones.
Ooh, that was hard.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Getting to look a lot like Christmas. We got either way, though.
Look a lot like Christmas moves on next.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. John Frederick Coots and Haven Gillespie. Carol of the Bells, Lindsey Stirling.
Bells.
Coming to Town.
Lindsey.
Moves on next.
Jingle Bells, Frank Sinatra, Oh Holy Night, Carrie Underwood.
Jingle Bells.
Carrie.
Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells moves on next.
beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Bing Crosby, Carol of the Bells, Lindsey Stirling.
Christmas.
Bells.
Carol.
Bing Crosby moves on next.
Jingle Bells, Frank Sinatra, beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Jingle Bells.
Bing.
Christmas.
Jingle Bells moves on next.
All right. Going back into round number ones, we have the Battle of Winter Wonderland, Felix Bernard and Richard B. Smith, or Winter Wonderland, Anna Kendrick and Snoop Dogg.
The original.
I guess the original.
I'll give some love to Anna and the Snoop D-O-double-G.
Had it heard it, so.
It's that mixed a little bit with Here Comes Santa Claus. It's from Pitch Perfect 2. And it has become a TikTok. It's become a TikTok meme.
And you follow the TikToks, so that's why. It makes sense why it's on the list.
The TikToks.
Tactic is, yep, next.
Next up, Christmas Rapping. Okay, I have to say, this is Rock's favorite song because originally it was on Twice.
It was on Twice.
Christmas Rapping, The Waitresses, or The Spice Girls?
Spice Girls, why not? It's a meme with some Spice Girls. No, Spice it's not. Girls. It's not really, no.
No, it's not. He just accidentally had it on the original list twice, and I gave him some jokes about it.
Mm-hmm. The original moves on.
Wait, aren't all of them on there twice?
No, it was
Yeah,
the set was on there twice, yes. Anyway, next.
Frosty the Snowman, Gene Autry, or Johnny Mathis?
OG.
OG.
The original.
Moves on, next.
12 Days of Christmas, Bing Crosby, or Pentatonix? Oh, I could have put Straight No Chaser on here because they have a great version of that.
Pentatonix, why not? Let's spice it up.
Let's go with the new.
I'll give it to Pentatonix.
Supposed to be a little bit different. Well, Pentatonix moves on, next.
It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Andy Williams or Patti LaBelle?
Two star comparison.
Andy Williams.
No?
Fuck Andy Williams.
Okay. Andy Williams?
Patti LaBelle.
Chat, just as a reminder, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. It'll give you an ad-free experience here at twitch.tv/WTRline. WTR Live. Do this. And Patti LaBelle moves on next.
Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt, or Kylie Minogue?
Original.
Original.
Eartha Kitt.
OG moves on next.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Burl Ives, or Meghan Trainor? I'm sorry, what was that?
I hate that song.
How could you hate that song?
Jobber Hates the Holidays? It's stupid. Official.
No, I just don't like that song.
Jobber Hates the Holidays, we get it.
Which version, though?
Let's go with the new version.
Right.
Burl Ives.
The new one moves on next.
All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey, or Dolly Parton?
Queen Mariah.
I'm going to go with our Lord and Savior, Mariah Carey.
All right, it's the most overplayed song. We're gonna give it to that one, unless Rob just wants to put a vote in.
What were the choices?
It is your version of "All I Want for Christmas Is You," Mariah Carey, or Dolly Parton.
I guess we'll go with Dollywood.
Mariah moves on next.
All right. Into round number twos, we have Winter Wonderland, Felix Bernard and Richard Smith, or Christmas Rapping, The Waitresses.
Winter Wonderland.
First one.
What was that?
First one.
Right.
Winter Wonderland.
Moves on next.
Frosty the Snowman, Gene Autry, 12 Days of Christmas, Pentatonix.
Fuck 12 Days of Christmas. Frosty the Snowman all the way.
Frosty. Brant.
I'll go Frosty.
Rob.
Snowman.
Moves on next.
Next up, it is The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Patti LaBelle, Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt.
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby.
Yzma.
Catwoman.
Moves there you go, Rob.
Next.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Jobber's favorite, Meghan Trainor, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, absolutely.
Mariah Carey.
I mean, it is the time of our Lord and Savior, Mariah Carey, but I kind of want to throw a vote to Rudolph just because.
You can do whatever you want.
I'll throw a vote to Rudolph.
You're a hateful bastard.
Rob?
Yeah, I'll go Mariah Carey, I guess.
I like it, just it's the defeat in our voices from Mariah Carey. It's just, it's the most overplayed song these days.
You mean you don't like the start of the song with... Hi.
Next.
You hear that warble and you're just like, oh God. All right. Winter Winter Wonderland. Felix Bernard and Richard B. Smith. Frosty the Snowman. Gene Autry.
Frosty.
Frosty.
A little Frosty.
For Frosty.
Moves on. Next.
Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mariah.
God, Mariah.
Mariah's going to move on this one, I think.
Yzma.
Eartha.
Mariah Carey moved on next.
Frosty the Snowman, Gene Autry, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah.
Frosty.
Mariah.
Mariah.
Frothy.
Frosty takes down Mariah next.
Impossible.
All right. Back into round number ones. Jingle Bell Rock. We have Bobby Helms taking on Hall & Oates.
Original.
Original.
Orig.
Moves on next.
Frank Sinatra takes on Destiny's Child for Silent Night.
Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra.
Old Blue Eyes.
Original moves on next.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Burl Ives, Lady Antebellum, or Lady A.
Burl.
Burl.
Burl Ives.
Burl Ives moves on next.
The First Noel, Whitney Houston, or Toby Mac.
Whitney.
I imagine it has to be Whitney.
Sure, Whitney.
Next.
Okay, this one seems a little weird and wrong.
Yeah, it did.
We've got Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano.
Makes sense.
Or Celine Dion.
That one makes less sense. So we'll go with Celine, because it doesn't make any sense.
Jose.
Jose moves on next.
Little Drummer Boy, Harry Simone Corral, or Coral, or Justin Bieber?
Not Justin Bieber.
I mean, if we're talking the little drummer boy, it's got to be Justin Biebs.
Rob. Rob.
Only Justin I know is Timberlake, so no Biebs.
No Biebs. Next.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Frank Sinatra or Sam Smith?
Frank.
Old Blue Eyes.
Frankie.
Moves on. Next.
Deck the Halls, Nat King Cole or Mannheim Steamroller?
Mannheim and Steamroller.
No, Nat King Cole.
The non-industrial hardware.
Steamrolling through the competition.
Moves on. Next.
All right. Into round number twos, we have Jingle Bell Rock with, hang on, the name's popping up, Bobby Helms taking on Silent Night, Frank Sinatra.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
And this is where we go to Le Coin to break a tie. It is Frank Sinatra moving on next.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, Burl Ives, The First Noel, Whitney Houston. Burl.
Burl.
Burl moves on next.
Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano, Little Drummer Boy, Harry Simone.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Moving on next.
Feliz Navidad.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Frank Sinatra, Deck the Halls, The Mannheim Steamroller.
Merry Little Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Frank.
Boston Steamroller.
Frank moves on next.
Silent Night, Frank Sinatra, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, Burl Ives.
Holly Jolly.
Jolly.
Holly Jolly.
Holly Jolly moves on next.
Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Frank Sinatra.
Merry Little Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Moves on next.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Holly Jolly.
Burl Haggard.
Alive.
Moves on next.
All right, last set of round number ones. First up, White Christmas. Ooh. We have Bing Crosby taking on Lady Gaga.
Bing. Jobber, Rob.
Bing.
Bing moves on next.
Blue Christmas. Elvis Presley or Kane Brown?
Elvis.
Not Elvis.
Kane Brown.
Oh.
He painted the nails.
Mm-hmm. He painted the nails. Regular paint.
The remake moves on next.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Jimmy Boyd, or the Jackson 5?
Jackson 5.
Michael.
Tito.
Entering J for Jimmy Boyd or Jackson 5 doesn't help. Jackson 5 moved on, but J is for both of them. Anywho.
What if they had 5 J's?
But they only put down 1.
No.
Doesn't help. It doesn't help with the cause.
No.
No, it really doesn't. It's like, you can't really make... anyway, next.
Next up, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, which has a totally different meaning after the Intern's Corner. Elvis Presley, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Elvis. Elvis moves on next.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Frank Sinatra, or the Goo Goo Dolls.
Frank.
Fuck the Goo Goo Dolls.
Frank moves on next.
Last Christmas, Wham, or Carly Rae Jepsen.
Spice it up, Carly Rae Jepsen. It's not a Friday, but it's not Friday, though.
No, that's Rebecca Black.
Oh, that's Friday. Rebecca Black. Right. Oh, this is Call Me Maybe.
You can call her Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
She was the big winner, I believe, in the past.
I'm going with the Canadian Carly Rae Jepsen.
She was a winner in the past, yes. Who are you going with, Brent?
Carly Rae.
I'll go with Wham.
Wham does not move on next.
I lost Whamageddon, so I have to go with Wham.
I have made it so far without hearing that damn song.
Which song?
I noticed it the other day. I'm not telling you,
Rock, because you're going to do it.
I can't play. I can't put music over the thing, remember?
Oh, true. The Whamageddon. Huh. Silver Bells, Ray Evans, and Jay Livingston, or Blake Shelton?
Blake Shelton.
non-The Voice.
Whichever you want, Blake, right?
Original.
Oh, original, okay. Rob?
What were the choices?
Silver Bells, Ray Evans, or Blake Shelton?
First one.
Next.
Last round one matchup, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Thurl Ravenscroft or Lindsay Sterling featuring Sabrina Carpenter?
The original.
Classic.
The remake.
Rob?
Second one.
We go to LeCoin. The original moves on. Next.
White Christmas, Bing Crosby. Blue Christmas, Kane Brown.
White Christmas.
Bing.
The Crosby Show.
Moves on. Next.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, The Jackson 5, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, Elvis.
Jackson 5.
Elvis.
Rob?
Yeah. What are the choices?
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by The Jackson 5, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, Elvis Presley.
I'm going to first one.
Moves on. Next.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Frank Sinatra, Last Christmas, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Carly Rae.
Hi, Carly.
Jobber?
You can dance when it snows, Rock, so Let It Snow.
Let It Snow moves on next.
Silver Bells, Ray Evans, and Jay Livingston. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Thurl Ravenscroft.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Silver Bells.
Mean One.
Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch moves on next.
White Christmas, Bing Crosby, I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus, Jackson 5.
Santa Claus.
White Christmas.
Bing.
Rob.
Second one.
First one moves on next.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Frank Sinatra, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, Thurl Ravenscroft.
Ah, tough one. Let It Snow.
Let It Snow.
Grinch.
Frank.
Moves on next.
White Christmas, Bing Crosby, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Frank Sinatra.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Two fathers of the year, let me tell you. I'm going to go Bing.
White Christmas.
Rob?
Frank.
White Christmas moves on next. Wait, no, hold. We got a last second. You barely beat that timer in chat. Coin. Tails. Let It Snow moved on in an upset because very close on the timer. Next.
All right, your semifinal matchup. First up, Jingle Bells, Frank Sinatra. Frosty the Snowman, Gene Autry.
Frosty. Ooh.
Jingle Bells.
Frosty.
Gene Simmons.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They can't save Frank Sinatra on this one. Frosty the Snowman moves on. Next.
All right, have a holly jolly Christmas, Burl Ives. Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Frank Sinatra.
Let Us Know.
Earl.
Sinatra.
Earl.
Holly Jolly moves on next.
And in your finals for this holiday season, Christmas Songs Classic versus Remake, we have the original Frosty the Snowman by Gene Autry taking on the original Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, Burl Ives.
Jabber.
Wendy's.
Brent.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Rob.
First one.
Frosty the Snowman is your winner. Well done. Well done by all on that one. Before we go for tonight, it's time for the presidential minute.
It's time for the Presidential Minute with the Lone Shopper. Lone Shopper.
And go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, my name is Lone Shopper, Mr. Holiday. Yes, we all December long, and all year long as it is, we have always been celebrating holidays. And I'll let you know, next week we have a fun holiday. Kwanzaa. Most people don't think I would celebrate Kwanzaa. They take one look at me and say, that boy don't celebrate Kwanzaa. But I do. So I'm actually going to give you some homework this week, because next Saturday night will be day 5 of Kwanzaa. We will be talking about the idea of Nia, purpose. So what I want you to think about for this next week is how you, yes, you, sir, right there, or ma'am, or whatever you wish to be, how you can make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to achieve greatness as a community. How can you help the community that you are in, any community that is, achieve greatness? What is the purpose you can put towards greatness and build up you and your people? I want you to think about that for the next week. Come back next week. We'll talk about it. We'll see what happens. It's going to be great. It's Kwanzaa. Remember, you can follow me, at Lone Shopper, all week long next week for 7 wonderful nights of Kwanzaa. I celebrate Kwanzaa. Oh, is that more time, Rock?
You hit it. Today's a holiday. Are you going to air all your grievances for Festivus later?
I only celebrate real holidays, Rock. That's why I don't do your little signpost thing.
You don't do Festivus. Shame.
No. No.
You need a poll.
We don't do Festivus.
You and Teddy pull the string. No?
Teddy would rather dance on a pole than anything else.
There you go. Anyway, that'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on the Pop Talk Radio Network. Our next time we're live is Thursday for Pop Goes the Rack. Brent will be there as we review our predictions for 2023. We'll be
there
back.
There were some predictions, let me tell you.
We'll be back next Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern for the final episode of CB Radio in 2023. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At CB Radio GUE, at Kinkins, at Lowjobber, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts, Rob? Amazing, right?
That's right. Sub, I was waiting for Sub to go in there.
No, he's not here.
All right. Well, hey, enjoyed it. Appreciate everybody, and hope everybody has a safe and wonderful Christmas. And see you next week.
Brent?
Just going to wish everyone a happy holidays. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your bounties that you have under the tree. Be safe. Don't shoot your eye out. You know, all that good stuff.
Jobs?
This was fun. I enjoyed it. Not really surprising that the originals went to the finals, but Merry Christmas. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Happy Solstice, blah, blah, blah. We'll see you next year. Well, next time when I say Happy New Year.
There you go. Anyway, that'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network chat. Happy holidays. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Long day of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
CBRadioLive.com. Say bye-bye.
Once in a year, it is not thought amiss to visit our neighbors and sing out like this of friendship and love. Good neighbors abound, and peace and goodwill the whole year around.
Pace, Friede,
Salud,
Shalom. The words mean the same. Whatever your home, why can't we have
WildTalkRadio.com.